Rodgers and Benning on Hail Varsity Radio.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, no doubt.
Mike Sauter.
I would agree, Damon.
Mike Sauter.
Yeah.
Mike Sauter.
Oh, man, you're going to put me on the spot.
Mike Sauter.
Top of the hour here on Coffee and Cream in the Morning on Hail Varsity Radio, powered by Currency. Elijah Herbel, Andrew Rogers, Shane Schillerberg in on Friday. DB out today. We are live from the H&H Chevrolet stage at Hail Varsity Club. 9 o'clock means we are now on in Lincoln. Turn the dial over to KFOR. You can catch us there in town, 590 ESPN Radio in Omaha. Live on Twitter, live on YouTube as always. And as I speak of, as always, we talk to Mike Sauter every Friday, as always. Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, it's weird it's that you're night. Not here.
I got to work. So.
No. He heard, oh, he's like, Elijah's sitting in with Andrew? I'll avoid that. I'm sure. Doing that interview from home today.
No, I'm at football right now. I'm at the locker room camp, Omaha edition. We have today's a jamboree, so Omaha North and Omaha Central are going to scrimmage against each other a little bit. And then we have, south end or whatever other end of the field, we have Ralston, Omaha Burke, and Omaha Westview. So
a lot of football for you.
For some reason, this camp used to be really, really good, where you'd get – your Bellevue West and West Sides and stuff, but it's kind of fallen off a little bit the last few years. But, it's usually a week-long deal. The Lincoln version is on the 13th. I'll be in Lincoln for their version of the locker room camp. Jamboree is what it's called today, where they kind of scrimmage
right.
each other for a little bit, get some plays in and stuff against each other.
And, Mike, this is something that I feel like's really developed within the past decade, this mentality with the high school football teams around Nebraska, that summer is not just a time to go hit the weight room. It's a time to get your team together, to go scrimmage other schools around it and really use it as an experience to get better. Have you seen that same transition that I've seen over the past decade? I feel like we weren't talking about these camps 10 years ago, but now every single high school in the state is doing it. If you're not doing it, you're behind the eight ball.
Yeah, I mean, it's something like this Jamboree camp is a week-long thing or handful of days-long thing. It's been going on for a while. But, the advent of 7-on-7 and passing leagues on Wednesdays in Omaha, and they have them. I know a passing league in Columbus where they get, Lakeview and stuff like that, and towns around Columbus. And Lincoln Southeast is actually coming up to the Omaha passing league stuff where that's just 7-on-7. So I think the advent of 7-on-7 is totally something new for sure. But they've been doing kind of padded camp practice-y stuff, install things for a while, I guess. What it does is prepare kids and teams to go to, I know Omaha North is going to Northwest Missouri's team camp next Friday and Saturday. Maybe this weekend. So it gives them, there's about a week. I think you can get a week to 12 days, maybe 10 days of padded practice in June. So people just kind of obviously are taking advantage of that. So it's our version of spring football, but it's not.
And Mike, with all the 7-on-7 7-on-7 stuff coming about, I think we need an option for the running backs and the offensive linemen, defensive linemen out there. I think you need to have a version of those instead of Wednesday night 7-on-7, you go Thursday night Oklahoma drills, where you just get a whole bunch of high schoolers in there from different schools and you just run the Oklahoma drill for hours upon hours upon hours. I think that's what Nebraska high school football really needs.
Yeah, so they do, passing league stuff, but then they don't do they don't do anything for the linemen. There's nothing for the linemen. So it's just not a thing that they do. I don't even know what they do. I think they just do individual stuff.
Just drills on their own.
I can tell you from my time playing high school football, it was a lot of going around to the different colleges and hitting their lineman camps. And then I remember a couple different 7-on-7 camps, they'd take me out there, and I was just the center who snapped the ball. It was the biggest waste of my time ever.
Right, yeah. So, you have to have someone snap it, and so you might as well get your center.
They get the center some reps, yeah.
Snapping reps in, they can't leave the knee they're on to go out for a pass or anything, but yeah, that's probably about all you got.
So, Mike, speaking of Omaha Central, I brought up Caleb Pyfrom on the show this morning, and we were talking with Shafe and kind of talked a little bit of timeline with him, and Shafe said he would be shocked if Pyfrom wasn't committed at least before the start of the football season or having his list narrowed down to like one or two schools. What do you see as a timeline for a kid like him?
Yeah, I think that's fair. He's on campus this weekend in Lincoln. I wouldn't be shocked if he just pulled the trigger this weekend, honestly. I'm going to talk to him today. Haven't talked to him yet, but my plan is to speak with him at some point today out here, so kind of get a gauge on what he's thinking. But I would echo Shafe's thoughts. I think he's pretty close to being in, if you will, and I'd be a little surprised if it's somewhere else.
What about?
I think it's going to happen sooner than later.
Sure. Sure. What about some of the other names in the 2024 class in regards, especially quarterbacks? Because I know we talk a lot about Rezac on the show, but we also talk Ronner. Carson Ronner. And, you know, people are just sleeping on the both of them, really, to begin with. But, you know, I don't know if they are going to have too much anymore, because you have a guy that wins, you know, a state championship with Westside, and then another whose numbers were really good at the Elite 11 regionals.
Yeah, I wrote something on Rauner, I think, was it last week, maybe beginning of the week, about just his plan for June. He's going to Princeton, Holy Cross, top of my head, those two for sure. I think maybe last weekend he went. Iowa State's another one that is shown interest in him. I don't know if that's a scholarship or walk-on situation, but they told him that they are going to take two quarterbacks this year, and so they want him to come camp, and he's doing that. So there's some interest across, I guess, all levels for Carson Rauner, and it's harder because he's a baseball player too, so finding time to leave, you know, Legion baseball is now happening, so he's trying to balance, I guess, the schedule. He's a really smart kid, so I don't know. You know, I think he's one that could end up at, he could be an FCS guy, obviously, all the Ivies and stuff like that are. Mm-hmm. Could he be something higher than that? I don't know. Missouri is another one that, as soon as Danny Kalin decommitted, they were on him.
Yeah, drink was on him like glue.
Yeah, on Rauner quick. And so they, you know, that's another one. They want him to come camp and see how he does there. So we'll see if he gets a higher level than that. But I don't know. I'm a little unsure, I guess, on what he'll end up being. I think he's really good. And Rezac, on the other hand, is, I think everyone knows, right? I think some of the knock on him is his throwing motion or doesn't throw the ball extremely well, but he's a fantastic athlete. So you athlete it up maybe or something. I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know if you – I look at like a Nebraskan, what the little bit of practice stuff that I saw, and I don't know, they had quarterbacks running around. So maybe I mean, that's probably too late now with Danny up for them, but that's okay. I Rezac will find a home. He'll be fine. Someone might take him as an athlete at first, but he will not pay to go to college unless he chooses. He will have options unless he chooses to, you know, walk on somewhere or something. But I think he'll be fine. It's just the throwing thing is the problem.
Yeah, Mike, with both of those guys, with Rezac and Rauner, I think maybe the athlete route maybe the best for them, figure out a spot. Because I look at their frame, 6'3", both around 200 pounds. They both have the frame to go play college football, and I think a big senior year for each of them could help their recruiting process. And that's kind of the point I want to go to next. What are some guys, not only just in the Omaha Metro, but across the state, that you think, you know what, their recruitment might be a little bit quiet right now, but a big senior season could really catapult them into the spotlight in terms of guys we're talking about going Division One, being high-level Power 5 guys?
Well, I'll give you one that I saw yesterday at North that I'm going to see again today. Is Samari Henderson is a defensive lineman, three technique for Omaha North. I really liked him yesterday. His frame is great. He's 6'4"-ish. People like to say he's like 6'6", 6'7". I don't know about that. But I think he's – let's go with 6'4 and a half or 6'5", and he's – probably 270, 260. He's a big, strong kid. Just has some stuff to clean up as far as just kind of not attitude, but, you know, like just focus, right? I think that's the thing. So he's one that is got some Division II stuff right now and going to be there. I think another guy like a Hollinger from Cross County is a kid that I think has a chance. Joseph Stein is a guy that I know. Rogers, you and I talked about him. Geez, I think it was like January,
right?
About him gaining momentum, and people kind of came at me about like, oh, he only caught whatever. Well, that doesn't really matter. So
stats are skewed sometimes.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's all about like size and fit. So tight end position is one that in Nebraska right now is really high. I mean, it's really, really good. It's competitive. You have Ingwersen, obviously, Carter Nelson's one. Like, you have a handful of tight end type of guys that'll be super, you know, intriguing. Lincoln, I don't know, right? Like, I don't know what it looks like right now. I feel like it's a little down, but we'll see. You know, there isn't any high level guys with offers right now in Lincoln. So, or committable offers, I guess I should say.
Well, one guy I'll give you from Lincoln that I think personally a big senior year could blow him up is a guy that we were talking about earlier this week, Donald DeFrand. He's making the move to Lincoln Southeast. Right. I think a big senior year could be big for him.
He could, yeah. I mean, he's a guy like Colorado, I guess, you know, air quotes, offered a while ago, but that's not committable anymore, obviously. We'll see what that looks like, him transferring. I'd like to know more on like why, right? So that's one. Dash Bottom is a guy, Lincoln East running back, that is, we've talked about before a ton. I think he's probably the best football player in Lincoln right now. Mm-hmm. All around, that's just the one name that really stands out to me. There's a lot of guys. We have 10, 11 guys that have power conference offers right now. And I think the number of group of five, if you count those power conference guys, I think that pushes to like 15. That's a lot. Like, for the state of Nebraska, that's a lot. We're not talking FCS. We're talking, if you go to FCS, then now we're talking like 20-some, which is that's a pretty healthy number for 1.9 million people.
Hey, speaking of healthy numbers, I'm sure the UV index when you were in LA this weekend must have been pretty high.
No, it actually wasn't.
Whoa!
May. What do they? I don't know what they call it. Like, it was cloudy, super cloudy, the whole weekend for 5 days.
How was basketball though?
It was fine. It was good. It was all right. I mean, there wasn't a lot of it though. I'm used to like staying in the gym all day.
Right. What was ETG? 5-1, 6-1?
5-1, yep. 5-1, lost in the semis, the 17s did.
Man.
CJ Mitchell had a great weekend for Westside, like the Westside point guard. Feel like he's finally back after being kind of not fully healthy and then not whatever. Like, I feel like he's finally it felt like he was super healthy. I mean, he was probing and hitting his little floater shots and finding open guys and moving the ball. He was really, really good.
We were talking a little bit of baseball with Ben Upton before we got to you, and then during the break we were going back and forth about just different guys in Omaha. Like, we brought up Carter Mick's name, and of course he's probably leaning basketball more than he is baseball, but then we talked about, oh yeah, you know, Dermer's going to Iowa, and then just kept rattling off names on this list of why doesn't Omaha get more appreciation for the talent that they produce. Not just Omaha. We'll say the state of Nebraska, because Omaha, that's unfair. The state of Nebraska as a whole get more appreciation for putting out D1 caliber baseball players. Like, we touched on it a little bit during state, but now that, like, you know, you look at Bovee entering the portal to get some leverage to go to the pros, you look at other guys in the pros, just where's the appreciation gone?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, you have really, like, Tyson Lewis from Millard West, the shortstop, who transferred from UTAN. Like, that kid is...
He's unbelievable.
Really good. Cam Kojal is going to Vanderbilt. I mean, Vanderbilt, right? So, I don't know. I guess it's just not talked about a ton, if you will. Maybe that's it. I think maybe part of it, too, is baseball is partial scholarship stuff, right? So it's, like, looked down upon, I guess, a little bit, where it's not, you know, kids are still paying to go to school. There's maybe one full guy on every team, maybe one, in college baseball. So you kind of look at it like that a little bit. That's can be a little questionable, but, yeah, I don't know. And Carter Mick should really think about playing baseball.
Yes, he should.
I know basketball is his thing, or what he kind of pegged himself, but he had a really good season. I think he should probably think about maybe changing his mind a little bit.
Talking with Mike Sauter here, it's Coffee and Cream, a Friday edition, and Mike...
That's Shane on the drops.
Oh, excuse me. I thought Mike was in here talking. I'm like, oh, what's Mike going to say? Okay, Mike.
The next time I see Shane, I'm going to stiff arm his little.
Hey, that's every time you see Shane.
Oh, man, yeah. You're going to put me on the spot.
All right, Shane.
Mike, to get back to the point here, though, we hear some football drills going in the background, and I've personally always been partial to watching the offensive line and the defensive linemen do their pass rush drill, where you get one guy going at it, and you get to see what kind of pass rushing acumen these guys have. If you had to power rank your favorite football drills to watch through camp season, which drills are you picking just from your neutral observer's position is just fun to watch?
Oh, man. My goal line is probably my favorite.
Oh, good choice.
When I go to practice or go to whatnot, like practices or camp or with all those things, I for some reason always gravitate towards the line. Here's why: is because when I'm watching a game on a Friday night, I'm not watching the line as much. I'm trying to get the play with a video or trying to who scored a touchdown, like, you know, report on the game, right? When I go to these things, I want to dig deep into, like, okay, I spend a lot of time with the linemen, and that's the reason why, is because they don't get talked about near as much unless they have three sacks or something, right, in a game, as far as defensive linemen. Offensive linemen never get talked about during the season, no matter what they do. So that's why I do that. And, you know, like any level of football, if your offensive line is good, you're probably going to be pretty good. So that's why I really try and focus a lot of my effort on that. But I would say, yeah, goal line's probably my favorite. And if you're at a practice or camp or something, there's enough kids, you know, to go good on good, where you have the best, you know, you're not rotating linemen. That's a lot more fun too.
Those goal line periods when it's good on good, they get fiery.
Yeah, and there's a lot of talking and stuff, and I'm cool with that.
Oh, right? Wait, you like talking? No,
I'm cool with the talking, like the people that, like, if kids are talking stuff back and forth.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're not much of an ish talker, though. I'm surprised you like that.
Yeah, no, not at all. I'm quiet. I don't say anything much at all. I don't really. Not competitive whatsoever.
No, not at all.
Yeah. Hey. But one guy that I'm standing next to who's not in pads today is Tyson Terry. So, I saw him yesterday when I was at North and told me he's taking the camp season off. because he's recovering from some injury stuff, some nagging stuff throughout the wrestling season. So he is not playing today, but he's being a good teammate, coaching him up, I think, a little bit.
That's important. That's really important. Speaking of just
– He's a large man, by the way.
Do you think you could take him
anybody
down?
Compared to you.
Could you take him down on the wrestling mat, you think?
No. My wrestling guy, I've retired.
He couldn't take me down on the wrestling mat.
I guarantee you. I don't know how many stitches in my knee/leg right now. I guarantee you, you couldn't take me down today.
Hey, I'd win. I'd win.
Guarantee you, you
yeah.
could.
Side bets are going down. We're gonna move all the tables at HVC here in the stage area, and it's happening.
Fine. Oh, that would be all a right, fun
I get,
event.
I get my stitches out on Tuesday, and hopefully by then I can actually walk straight. Friday. I don't care. There's zero chance. Andrew.
Dude,
there's no chance.
It'd be fun. Move the stage out here, get some wrestling mats down, rumble at the club.
Why not?
That's fine. All right. Whatever you want to do. Anytime.
Anytime, anywhere, huh?
Yeah. 100%.
It's all
right. Not scared of you at all.
Oh. All right, big guy.
No doubt.
I'm going to take tips from Tyson Terry.
You would need some coaching to even come close.
I'll take some tips from Cobra Kai. Just go for the knee.
we saw that I'm proficient, right, as a wrestler, correct?
Like you did beat Chuck. Thing. You did take down Chuck.
Yeah.
That was pretty impressive.
Chuck, who is like 45 more pounds than me.
Heavy right? favorite.
And about 10 years younger. So, yeah, that happened. Don't forget.
Cam chimes in on the stream. Let's get ready to rumble.
Yeah, exactly. No, let's get ready to Rogers is what it is. That's what's going to be screaming
okay,
through the speakers.
Hey, any day. Anytime you want the heat, you just let me.
Oh, okay, big guy. All right. Last thing here. Last thing, Sauter, and I'll let you go. One more thing. Speaking of football camps just in general, and this is something that DB was talking about on the show a little bit yesterday. Why do you think Nebraska offered their camps in such a general sense to the in-state guys specifically?
They just want to get a handle on who's who. I think they want to just know who's even good enough. Like, I think they're still kind of not struggling, but I think they're still kind of like trying to evaluate guys, and it's an opportunity to get evaluated. Let's go back to, you know, revisionist history here, but Teddy Rezac, after he got an offer from Notre Dame, they were like, oh man, we're sorry, we whatever, right? Like you apologize for misevaluating him, the tape and stuff, after he got, like, then they, you know, try to get in, and then it's
sorry,
you know, text
that.
And phone call. Yeah, it's text and phone call saying, oh, we're sorry, how can we, whatever. Well, it's too late.
I'm so sorry.
I think that's the thing. Now, you still got to get kids to go to camp.
Right.
Right? Like if I'm a FCS guy or whatever, or like close to getting that level of offer, I don't go to I don't even know if I go to their camp. To be honest. Like, I just kind of am like, hey, what? Like, everyone else thinks I'm good enough. You're not. Why do I need to go to your camp?
Interesting. Yeah, well, maybe just surround yourself with the best players in the state or you know, if you know who's going to be there.
Yeah, I don't know if everyone's going to be there.
Right. Fair point. Sauter, we appreciate you, man. Thanks so much. Enjoy the jamboree.
Right. Yeah, bye.
We will kind of stick with similar football talk. It was a point that Elijah wanted to talk about coming into today. We'll do that next.